Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
What's going on with America?
Because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
You got game?
It's a mess.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Bam! And just like that, it's hour number three of our get-together, The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Plenty to talk about. Special guest joining us right now. He is the modern local version of Marshal Matt Dillon. We call him Bobby Schultz. Oh, good morning, yeah. Sheriff. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
I know I can get away with that dated reference because you're way too young to know who Marshal Dillon is.
Well, I may have not heard the name before. May have.
Look, yes, you look young, but we know you've been in law enforcement for quite some time. You just got sworn in for your fourth term, of course. Kudos on that big time. But the question that I wanted to ask related to that is, you know, what have you seen in terms of law enforcement and the changes through the years? What really kind of sticks out to you as how it's a lot different now than it used to be?
Well, I think there's probably two things that stick out in my mind. One is going to be technology. You know, I started out in 1992, and so there's been all kinds of technological advances, all of them for the good. You know, back in the day, we used to have those the PR24s, just for example, on our tool belt. And for you, those of you who don't know what a PR24 is if you've ever seen T.J. Hooker, that little stick that he carried, the impact weapon. We used to carry those. Well, I've been around long enough to see they go from that to the taser, and that has helped in a bunch of ways. And then, of course, the investigative tools that they have with the computers and those kind of advances in DNA, it's been very good. Probably on the other side, the flip side of that is you know, there's been a flip in the past 30 years, and certainly even in the last 12 years about law enforcement, and somehow or another in some sections of this world, and depending on what week it is, even in our state, of law enforcement being bad guys and being adversarial. And that's again, that's a good representation of the good and the bad, and if anything, specifically law enforcement.
Yeah, it seems like, I don't know how to say this, but maybe law enforcement used to seem to me anyway, and I was never involved in it, but from the outside looking in, it was a little more hands-on, I guess, is what I would say back in the day. I think some of that might be due to fear of lawsuits and stuff. You know, you want to sort of pick and choose how involved you want to get and at moment to moment. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's 100% correct. Me and my undersheriff have talked about that a lot. And, you know, when you have good people on our side of the aisle and the other side of the aisle trying to go after qualified immunity, making it easier to sue law enforcement officers for simply doing their job just so people can have a better chance of getting a big payday and for making a split-second decision. That's when we talk about retention recruitment. I know for a fact that there's a lot of law enforcement officers that are advising their family members, don't do it. It's not worth the risk that you could lose everything you have based on somebody's assumption or some policy and procedure that you didn't follow out of the thousands and thousands. And I'm just grateful that there's men and women out there that want to do good, that can see past that. And I'm one of those eternal optimists most of the time that says, you know, if you're doing well, God's going to protect you. If you're doing bad, he's going to smite you. So I just hope that cooler heads prevail. I hope that our government continues to fight the qualified immunity issues and its unreasonable criminal justice reform, and let cops continue being cops and maybe get back to doing, like you said, being a little more hands-on on all aspects of it and not be a fear of losing your livelihood and then, quite frankly, your whole retirement.
So, yeah, kind of along those same lines, you know, there is change coming January 20th nationally. You know, President Trump will be sworn back in, and under his leadership, he seems like he's a lot more law and order, a lot more pro-law enforcement. And so how do you think that trickle-down effect will impact you, your job, and the men and women who work for you?
Well, my hope is, and he's shown it in the past, that he will hold everybody, make them toe a line. I believe that he is a law enforcement president. I believe that some of these Republicans that think it's a good idea to listen to special interest groups and try to mess around with the criminal justice system for the worse, I think that he'll see through that. He's got, you know, Pam Bondi. He used to be I hope that she gets her position. She understands law enforcement. She's been on the front lines here in Florida. And we've been Florida's been really lucky, and I don't think a lot of our people realize that with Senator Scott when he was the governor here, and then certainly Governor DeSantis and all the things that him and people like Chuck Clemens and Keith Perry and them, they did for us, that we have become the model. And I think that they take some of that to the Washington. I think that you'll see a lot of good things come from it. I mean, one of the things that to squash qualified immunity was we told them in the state of Florida that we would all be accredited sheriff's offices, and we're well on the way for that. And there's pros and cons to it, but the good thing is it stopped a major problem from coming into law enforcement just by saying, hey, we're going to pass some policy procedures, we're going to follow those rules, and we'll make our deputies toe the line. So I think with President Trump and his past, how he's done things in the past, I think this is a good move for us, and it's positive. And I just hope that he gets the support of the Congress and certainly the Senate to achieve some of those goals that I've heard he wants to do.
Your challenges are, you know, quite a bit different in some ways from urban areas. They have their own set of challenges, but yours, just covering ground, literally territorial, trying to have law enforcement presence or to be on the scene quickly, that is a huge challenge. How much does, you know, see something, say something, and the eyes of the public, how much of a difference does that make in your ability to do your job effectively?
Well, I've always told everybody that one person can make a difference. However, one person can't fix all the problems. We need everybody working together. And, you know, when me and you were growing up, you know, everybody was, you know, snitches get stitches. And that, I get that. I understand that. But if you have a drug house in your area, or you see a bulletin come across the social media or whatever means that they get it out there, and you decide, well, I'm just going to mind my own business, what kind of world are we preparing our children or grandchildren to have? If you got to stand up and do the right thing. Good people do good things. And there's the consequences are minimal, but the repercussions are mostly great. If it weren't for, and I could say specifically for Gilchrist County, we solve a number of crimes. Some crimes that we don't even know is occurring. Sometimes we don't have an idea, no matter how good of an investigation you do, without the input and citizens making that phone call, talking to a law enforcement officer, and getting involved. And when I came in 12 years ago, you know, I instituted the concept of one team, one mission, which is it's a common theme across many sheriff's offices and police departments in America, but it's simply all of us working together to make our county a safer place to live, work, and raise families, and I put them part of the solution. You know, I don't have all the answers, but together we can come up with some answers, and they can help us make a difference, and it's working here. Our crime is down. We've made some recent arrests based on tips or concerns from citizens, and I know I've talked to Sheriff McCallum in Levy County, and it works for them. And I just encourage everybody to know when to let us know. There's a lot of folks that sit there and say, well, I don't want to bother law enforcement because that car may be into something, maybe it's not. And you're like, let us be the judge.
Yeah.
Just call it in.
Yeah. Just check it out. Look, if there's priorities overriding that temporarily, fine. But at some point, you'll be able to maybe check that out. And who knows what that might lead to. You could be saving lives or turning lives around. It's all good. Such a pleasure, Sheriff Bobby Schultz. Congratulations on being sworn in for your fourth term. And keep up the good work.
Thank you, Bob. And thank you again for always having our six. Y'all have a blessed day.
You do the same. Stay safe.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.